Welcome to What I Learned in History Class podcast for the week of May 1st through May 7th. I'm your host, Holden. Thank you, Tristan. September 11th, 2001 started out as any other Tuesday morning. People were commuting to work and school as usual. The morning rush was coming to a close when at 8:46, the first plane struck the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Initial reports showed this was an accident, and the public was not foreseeing the tragedy that would unfold later that day. With these reports, people did not evacuate the South Tower, a decision which would later prove to be fatal. At 9:03, United Airlines Flight 175 hit the South Tower. This was no longer portrayed as an accident. News stations all around the U.S. and allied nations were warning people. The FAA called for a grounding of all aircraft, and many workplaces sent home employees until the situation was resolved. At the time, no one knew where would be next. All planes in the sky were viewed as a threat. The answer, though, to that question would come later. At 9:37, American Airlines Flight 77 would crash into the Pentagon, causing damage to part of the massive structure. 22 minutes later, at 9:59, the South Tower would collapse, trapping many and leading to a debris cloud which would engulf downtown New York. But there was another plane. United Airlines Flight 93 crashed in a field in Pennsylvania at 10:03. The flight was reportedly headed towards a government structure in Washington, D.C., but passengers aboard the airplane were able to combat terrorists and crash into a field. The North Tower would then collapse at 10:28. This collapse would conclude the attack. It only took 102 minutes, and our nation was left mourning. 2,977. That is the number of lives lost at the hands of terrorists who carried out this attack. Following the attack, George W. Bush launched the War on Terror, the largest offensive since World War II, as well as the largest price tag for war in American history, coming in at a little over $8.5 trillion. This war on terror would last a little over 20 years and would only end last year when President Biden pulled all troops out of Afghanistan. But this day in war will always be remembered and will always be written in the history books.
Two questions for you. Number one, you mentioned that the war on terror, which began after the 9/11 attacks, is estimated by some observers to have cost over $8 trillion. Do you feel the money spent by the United States has been warranted? And is this war truly over? And then secondly, how do you feel America has changed as a nation following the 9/11 attacks?
It is a great movie that I strongly recommend. In regards to a commonly asked question pertaining to the spending of the war on terror, did the money go to a good cause? To answer this question, we need to break down the $8 trillion spent. The majority of the money spent was used for giving the Department of Defense money to buy equipment and bombs, as well as research new technologies. On average, the U.S. dropped a little over 2,000 bombs a year in countries they were fighting. Over the war, this totals up to 400,000. The U.S. also mass-produced armored vehicles and new planes and helicopters to aid in efforts. All of this was used to fight terrorist groups, some of which had nothing to do with 9/11 attacks. There is no way to justify the spending and killing of over a million people. This entire war has not been about revenge, but rather a show of force. The $8 trillion could have been spent in a much better area, such as providing healthcare to citizens, food, housing, or schooling. On paper, this war may have ended in 2021, but so many Americans and Middle Easterns will have to live on with the ramifications of this war due to the loss of family members and homes.
Agreed. Another very commonly asked question is, how has America changed following the events? We as a society have changed in a number of ways following this attack. For starters, security when traveling has been greatly improved. Or has it? A test done by the Department of Homeland Security found that more than 95% of all weapons get past TSA. If someone truly wanted to commit an act of terror on board an airplane, they could. But why haven't there been any major attacks following 9/11? Well, it can be drawn up to fear tactics. In the 90s and early 2000s, security at an airport was almost non-existent. But ever since the installment of TSA, people who seek to cause damage to America avoid the use of aircraft to do it. So it is up to each person to decide if this is truly a way we have changed since 9/11. But one thing that did change after 9/11 was patriotism. The attack showed citizens joining together to fight alongside one another in response to a cause that they all felt strongly about. More people would hang up flags and show their true support for the nation.
Thank you for listening to this installment of What I Learned in History Class.